You're still listening to Elevated on Radio Pulpit with me, Jenna Libby Long. And today I'm inviting back to the platform somebody who's doing incredible work for the kingdom, for families. His name is Pastor Sylvester Sauls. He's the founder of Touch One Soul Foundation. They help families who's struggling with substance abuse. They help people who are addicts here in Johannesburg. Touch One Soul Foundation, and they are currently busy with a double bunk and mattress drive. I want to get into it because they need 72 bunk beds. Why that is, we'll find out today from Pastor Sylvester. Good afternoon or good day, and welcome to Elevated.
Hey, how are you doing, Pastor? I trust that you're well. Thank you so much for giving us the opportunity to be on the show. We trust that it would be a good one.
Amen. Now, I'm very blessed and I'm so touched to see the great work that you guys are doing at Touch One Soul Foundation. Before we get into the drive, let's just remind our viewers again about what exactly Touch One Soul Foundation does.
Okay, awesome. Thank you so much. So Touch One Soul Foundation is a recovery home. So we have three homes. We have two male homes that is assisting males that's affected by substance abuse. We also have a woman safe haven, for women that is, has been through GBV, also substance abuse. So we basically assist families that are affected by substance abuse. We currently have almost 120 individuals in our homes by the grace of God. We're so grateful to God for that because He's given us the opportunity to help so many families. Our organization was established in 2022. 2022, and God has been good. We've seen transformation, we've seen healing, we've seen children run back to their fathers and their mothers, happy that their parents are back. We've seen mothers, become so emotional because their children has now found healing.
Glory to God. Glory to God. The work that you guys are doing is simply incredible, Sylvester, I must say. And I think the last time we spoke, if I'm not mistaken, you had one male and one female home. Was there expansion over the last year or so?
So look, we started off with one house. So that house, we basically call it the House of Purpose. We started with that home. We started off with about 25 guys. And within a year, 2 years, God has really, created more space for us, gave us more opportunity to help people. And now our homes are filled, Jenna. And that's why, obviously, we trust in God with this opportunity that we have. We trust in God to help more families affected by substance abuse.
In the beginning of the year, people are normally trying to take opportunities to change their lives. Did you see an increase of people in the beginning of the year wanting to come to the rehabs, wanting to come to the homes?
So I must be honest, if I could say this, the challenge that we faced, we literally, for the part of December or the festive season, we had to, put in so much work because most of the individuals in the homes were probably missing their children, were probably missing, their families, they were probably, in that mind frame of, it's Christmas and I'm not going to be home. And that period, was the time where we really had to put in so much work encouraging them and, trying to help them to push through December to January. We still have most of the guys with us and the ladies with us. There was one or two, that sadly to say, left the program. But January has been a good month for us, I must be honest, Jenna, because if I looked at our graduation that we're having next week, we have almost 10 to 15 individuals finishing their program this month. So January has been good. We are trusting God for more individuals to book in, in the beginning of the year so that they can start early and start the year off on a good note and they can find healing, as soon as possible.
What would you say to somebody listening today? Either they are caught in a drug abuse themselves, they are caught in addiction themselves, or maybe their son or their daughter or their husband or wife, a family member of theirs, are caught in drug addiction and they don't know what to do. They feel hopeless. They've tried everything and they really don't know what to do anymore. As somebody who's one experienced it with so many of the people in your homes yourself, what would you say to them?
So I think I would have two things to say. The first thing that I would say is, Jenna, is don't stop praying. You know, when I was caught in substance abuse for 17 years of my life, there was just to quickly mention it. There was one night where I was high as a kite. I was out of it, and I came home one day. My mother, we were staying in a flat, and it was 3 o'clock in the morning. And you know, every house in the flat was the lights were off, but there was one light that was on. And I heard this lady declaring war with the enemy. I heard this lady praying and I heard her shouting the devil, you know, leave my son, leave my son. And when I looked up, it was my mother, you know, and that I believe was my turning point. I believe my mother prayed and she said, you know what, my son will not die an addict, but he will live to do great work for God. So my first point would be for you to pray. Don't stop praying, don't stop giving up on prayer. Because there's everything that God can do. You know, if your son is affected by substance abuse, the only one that can save your son is God. Amen. And you can win this battle when you fight the battle in the spiritual realm. So that's my first point. Don't give up on prayer. The second point is reach out. Reach out to someone that can help. Reach out to recovery homes. Reach out to your pastors. Reach out to someone that can step in and help. Because most of the time, your loved one or someone caught, you know, in substance abuse, they're stuck in their pain, they're stuck in anger, they're stuck in rejection, they're stuck in hurt. So all they need is just that one hand, you know, someone to pull them out of that pain, you know, someone to say, come, you know what, you can do this. You're not this type of person. Come out, you know, you can overcome. You are not alone, you know. And that's my second point is for us. You know, I always say, you know, sometimes it's not the ones that are using that's the problem, but it's the ones that are sitting there and doing nothing about it. You know, they need help. We need to pull them out of this place. We need to encourage them. We need to love them so that they can come out of this place. We mustn't keep quiet. We need to reach out to them and we need to help them with this problem instead of
Sometimes,
judging them, man. Yeah.
absolutely, absolutely. You know,
Yeah.
sometimes one of the challenges are for many people that they can't afford to send their family members to rehab. And I
Yeah.
know with you guys also there is a very small fee, but not everybody's able to pay it.
Yeah.
How do you overcome that? I cannot even imagine 120 individuals being able to feed them, take them through the program, the resources that you need to take them through the program. How do you do it? And what's your advice for families who perhaps say, we don't have the money?
So I must be honest with you. With us, you know, God has really been good to us, and I think because of our hearts, you know, he's really been good to us. You know, I mean, out of the 120 people that we have, I can say about almost 40 to 60% of the guys and the ladies, they don't pay in our homes, eh? So we really trust in God for breakthrough. You know, we're running this with crazy faith. You know, we're always reaching out to families, companies, and you know, people for donations. We have, you know, grocery drives. You know, we have a lot of drives. Why? Because we help people that cannot afford to pay. You know, there's a lot of, like I said, people in our homes that cannot afford to pay. There's people that looks at our hearts and say, you know what, you know, you guys are obviously doing a good thing, and you know, here's a seed. You know, we want to bless you with the seed. You know, I think that's the thing, and I always pray, Jenna. I must say that I pray that God can open up the eyes of His people to see that addiction is one of the greatest pandemics that we're facing, and you know, recovery was never only for people who had money. People who don't have money deserve also, you know, to find healing and to find recovery and to get away. So our hearts as organization is to help families that cannot afford to pay. You know, maybe if you can't afford to pay, maybe you should start off by going to a support group. You know, reach out to us. You know, we can connect you to a support group. That could be, I mean, my ministry started in a support group. I've seen
Yes.
many guys and ladies also find healing at the support group, you know. And I must put this in there, Gina. With regards to the church, you know, we need the church. The
Yes.
church will also help you a lot.
Yeah.
If you're struggling with substance abuse and you maybe can't afford, get connected to a church. Get connected to your pastors, you know, because they can walk this journey with you. You know, I mean, there's many times that before we started the homes, I used to
Yeah.
walk with guys on a daily basis. And they are clean. I mean, I know of guys that are still clean. And all, you know, I just had to walk this journey with them. I had to support them. I had to encourage them. I had to take them to church. You know, like prayer meetings, support group, Bible studies, church. That can also help you. You know, if you cannot
Yeah.
afford, go to a church. I believe God has given us the church. We are the church, but I know God has put
Yeah.
us together so that we can stand together and support one another, you know, during this process. So you don't need to keep quiet or leave your child to die in substance abuse or drugs. Go to a church, speak to pastor, say, please, pastor, you
Yeah.
know, I need help with my child. Let's walk this journey with him, invite him to church, show him love. Get him
Yeah.
clothes, you know, so that he can look good when he goes to church. Because ultimately, you know, there's no one that can do this without God. You know, we need God, we need the church,
Amen.
and we need all the
Amen.
support.
Sylvester, at the moment, you're having a double bunk drive. You need double bunk beds. You need mattresses as well. 72 bunks. You need 144 mattresses. Why is that?
You know, we're so grateful that God can give us, you know, the opportunity to help more families that are affected by substance abuse. So we got this great opportunity where we can help almost 180 to 200 families, Jenna, you know, that's affected by substance abuse. So we basically turning a hotel into a recovery home, you know, and God is really, really, really been good. This was my heart, you know, when God gave me the vision to help families affected by substance abuse. He promised, he said, you know what, Sylvester, we're going to help 500 addicts at a time. And I believe this is the step to that. But this place can accommodate, 180 to 200 addicts. So we're doing a double bunk drive. We need about 77 double bunks and almost 144 mattresses, you know, so that we can start helping more families so that we can move into the place. The place is, you know, they're busy painting and they're making it really nice because we want to do it right. You know, we want to serve God's people, you know, because our hearts is to do it right. So, yeah, we're just reaching out to, you know, business owners, to families, to, you know, we're reaching out to anyone that can sow into our double bunk drive and our mattress drive. You know, I always say it will take a community to come together. You know, for us to fight this demon called drugs. You know, I can't do this alone. And like I said in the beginning of our conversation, you know, we help a lot of, you know, families that cannot afford. So we're always reaching out to people that would like to help us and yeah, take
That's
hands with
in
us to fight this.
I must say that's incredible. Glory to God for this opportunity.
Amen.
It's a 1,800 rand per bunk bed. That's what they need.
Yeah.
So perhaps you're listening and you can donate. Even if it is just 1,800 rand is for a bunk bed, and then a
Yeah.
mattress is 500 rand each. So maybe you can do one bunk bed and two mattresses as the Lord leads you. I'm going to
Yeah.
give those details in a moment. Tell us, how did this opportunity come about? How did the opportunity of turning a hotel into a rehab center come about?
So yeah, that's in fact a very, very good question. So we've been praying about this, Jenna, and we've been asking God this year to help us to help more people. So at one of the premises where we are right now, it's called Lighthouse. So the ladies, we've been helping the ladies. We have almost about 20 ladies. So we've been helping the ladies, and the ladies, I don't know, but well, I know. Let me rather say, I know that God is doing something in the ladies' lives as well. So they're becoming like they're really, really growing, and there's more ladies that need help. There's more ladies that wants to book in and change their lives, you know. So we prayed about it and we said, Lord, you know what, please can you open up a door? Because now the facility where the ladies is at is it's a bit small. It can only accommodate 20 ladies. And the facility that we're moving the ladies to can accommodate about 50 to 60 ladies. And we said, Lord, please, we want to move the ladies over to that home. Please can you open up another door for our male center? And there was one guy that I met, and He spoke to me. He had an interview with me. He called me and he said, "Sylvester, please, I can see what you are doing. You know, I can see your heart for God's people. I can see how much this means to you. How much the transformation and the healing means to you. You know, so I want to give you this opportunity to use this hotel and to turn it into a recovery home." And that's when I knew, you know what, God is really, He knows what we need. He's entrusting us with something great. Because it's not easy, Jenna, but God knows what we need, you know, and He knows that this year he's gonna save a lot of families from substance abuse.
Amen. And as things stand right now, Sylvester, how many of the 72 bunks and the 144 mattresses are you still needing?
So to be honest with you, I think that we got two people that reached out to us, and they mentioned that they were gonna sew like a double bunk and a mattress into the drive. So the drive is fresh. We started it last week. And yeah, we're just hoping and praying, you know, by maybe mid-February that God, you know, can really come through us and through for us, and we can really, really start moving, you know, more people in, and we can start helping more people.
Well, listeners, if you are listening and the Lord is laying it on your heart to help, we're going to share with you how exactly to do that now. Together, we can make a difference. Sylvester, how do people contact you guys? How do they donate?
Okay, so you can follow us firstly on our Facebook page. It's Touch One Soul Foundation. You can follow us on that page. You can send a message on our Facebook page. You can also visit our website, www.touch-one.co.za. That's our website. You can also contact me on 068-257-8919, or you can contact Ronelle on 074 072-4251, and we'll be happy to hear from you.
The banking details are as follows. It is Touch One Soul Foundation. FNB, it's a check account. So Touch One Soul Foundation, it's an FNB account. And that number is 63063 417787. FNB check account 63063 417787. And what should the reference be for donations?
So you can use it as a double bunk and mattress drive. You can add double bunk or mattress drive.
There we have it. Sylvester, final question to you. Yourself, Ronelle, your family, I mean, your mother, all of you, you're doing so much for the recovery homes. And sometimes people will contact me and I will even send your number to them. Like, everybody, buck up for Pio, you know? if there's somebody that's in need, we all say, we know somebody, Sylvester, will be able to help you. And I mean, listening to it saying 40 to 60% the people in the recovery homes, they're not
No,
even
is it?
paying for this. And I mean, there's food, there's the infrastructure, as I said. What is it that keeps you going, you and your family, through all of this? Because I know that this is not easy. How do you sustain yourself?
So that's a very, very good question, Jenna. I think for me, it is seeing, you know, that daughter run to the gate and she jumps on her father and she starts crying, you know, to see that mother that, you know, has been sick, you know, find healing, you know, and see their son, you know, find themselves again. It's to see wives, husbands and wives restored. You know, it's to see that the hobo walking into our homes, and when he leaves, you know, God has really restored him. You know, he walks into the home with nothing and God lifts him up. It's to see someone walk into our homes that literally is in a psychosis, you know, and they speak to themselves, but God restores their mind and they walk out there and they have their mind back again. So that's what really motivates us every day to get up and to do what God has called us to do. Of course, there is a balance between our lives with our children and our families. Look, this is it's a full-time job, if I must put it like that. But God gives us the grace to do this, you know. We balance it out very, very well. And that's what we live for. You know, we found purpose in this, you know. I always tell the guys at the home, you know, I'm also a pastor, I'm human. I also go through, you know, like normal, you know, I go through things, but there's one thing that helps me and encourages me is the fact that I need to think of the next addict that might lose his life because of substance abuse. And that's what also keeps me. And I believe the same with Ronelle. You know, she gets up with that passion to help ladies, you know, ladies that have been raped, ladies that has, you know, struggled with GBV and to see how God is restoring their lives. That I think that for us is everything, you know.
Well, I pray that the Lord continues to bless you and just sustain you and your family, and that He would lavish you, your children, your wife, that He would lavish you with His love, and just His grace and His favor. Pastor Sylvester Sauls, you guys, once again, you're doing the Lord's work, and we pray that God will continue to bring funders and people who will support you in various
Thank you so
ways.
much.
Thank you so much for your time
Thank
today.
you so much, Shana. I appreciate it. God bless you, man.
There we have it. That contact number again, Pastor Sylvester Sauls, it's 068-257-8919. 0685789919. And if you would like to make a contribution to the Double Bunk and Mattress Drive, they're turning a hotel into a recovery home for addicts. The banking details is Touch One Soul Foundation, FNB, check account 6306341. 7787.